Picture this. It's 2020. Deep in the start of the pandemic, everyone is stuck at home. Me, I'm as frustrated as everyone else, but I'm trying to tough it out. So I'm laying in my bed one afternoon. Yes, I was in the bed at 2 p.m. It was lockdown. Don't judge me. Suddenly, my wife, who was pregnant at the time, screams out, "Corey, come quick." I'm Corey, by the way. I run to the living room, only to have my wife say, "Corey, one of my favorite influencers just shared your video." And I didn't know what to think. Was this a fluke? Is this what making it feels like? I literally just started making videos for TikTok a few months earlier, and somehow I got nearly 500,000 followers in just a few months, and I had no clue what to do with any of this newfound social fame. Fast forward to 2021, and TikTok was the most downloaded app of the year for the second year in a row. And if you can get past some of the silly trends, semi-dangerous challenges, and cringeworthy dances, you'll actually find that this app contains a treasure trove of creative, fun, and informative content. But I still think TikTok is sorely misunderstood by the general public. There are many people who haven't yet comprehended the value of this app and the sheer potential it has to inform and entertain in a way that few mediums have done before it. And that's where my new podcast, Stitch This with Corey Bradford, comes in. I'm Corey Bradford, known on TikTok as @thisiscorey. More than 800,000 people follow me on TikTok, and it's not because I can bust a hot dance move. They follow me because of my comedic satirical videos about history and politics. I know firsthand how this app can change one's life and how it can be used to educate and entertain at the very same time. So I wanted to have some conversations with some of my favorite creators on the app. Interesting TikTokers who have also grown huge audiences by making people laugh, making people learn, or just making people think. Creators like Attorney Ryan, TikTok's official labor lawyer.
I see so many termination cases where someone was just a year away from getting their full pension, a year away from retirement, and they got fired.
Wow.
It's because the company doesn't want that giant liability on their balance sheet.
Evan, the counselor, a mental health specialist.
Right, if someone's coming after me in a personal way, how can I put that aside and create a dialogue and listen to this person, hear what they have to say, and break those walls down, and then I have a chance to change their mind.
And Emmy Nix, who dives into the unexplainable.
I would dream about, like, my grandparents had passed away. I remember my grandma in my room telling me stories and regrets she had about, like, my dad as a kid, and we talked for hours. And I woke up and I called my dad. I told him everything she told me, and he was, like, shaken because everything was true.
Stitch This with Corey Bradford, a new podcast from Lost Debate, will be all about the side of TikTok that doesn't get discussed much, the side that blends creativity with information. This is a show for people who love that aspect of TikTok and want to know more about it. But if you don't like TikTok, or you just don't get it and you somehow accidentally stumbled upon this podcast, stick around. You might find out that this app is just a little less stupid than you previously thought. So catch us this summer, every Wednesday, starting June 8th.